Hello, Alison Schooler here. Sorry I can't be with you. These are my thoughts to accompany the SHA discussion document before you. We decided to write this policy as part of our wider policy work, as we didn't have a statement of the SHA's perspective on maternity care. I'm a retired midwife who worked in hospital community and latterly as a midwifery lecturer in South Wales. To devise a policy, I took inspiration from the Save Liverpool Women's Hospital campaign's manifesto for maternity and worked initially with two Welsh members, Billy Hunter, Professor of Midwifery, and Jill Bowden, who is a campaigner for AIMS, and another midwifery professor, Mavis Kirkham, from Sheffield, as well as liaising with our secretary, Jean Haldeman-Smith. Since then, we have revised the policy considerably, following suggestions and contributions from Central Council members. We've taken on board the particular concerns of the Liverpool campaigners in the context of the creeping privatisation of the English NHS, but in writing this policy, we had to have a policy which is applicable across the UK. Therefore, the policy sets this out. We decided that the right to access contraception and abortion that should form part of another document about reproductive rights, including fertility treatment, and that here we should focus on care for pregnancy. As you can see in point one, we put the importance of addressing poverty centre stage and the overarching importance of good nutrition from pre to post pregnancy, in fact throughout everyone's life. We decided not to be too specific on particular public health measures, as our policy has to be applicable in different versions of the NHS and in a wider context. We did also include the other issue of other forms of stress and their detrimental effect on pregnancy outcomes, both in terms of women and babies. The next two points emphasise the importance of those at the centre of maternity care needing to be listened to, whether it's about their own individual situation or in terms of general observations about how care should be. Planning for care should, of course, reflect diversity in all communities. In order to address inequalities in society, whilst all should receive the same level of care, extra provision should be there for some, as was recognised by previous Labour governments in projects such as Sure Start. We went on to identify issues related to specific stages in pregnancy itself, having covered the pre-pregnancy period. In point six, antenatal care is clearly crucial to ensure that women are aware of as many aspects of their health as possible, such as family history, normal physiological changes of pregnancy, body mass index, any pathological conditions already present or precipitated by pregnancy, and how these may impact on their pregnancy outcomes. This needs to be accessible as early in pregnancy as needed. It should be as local to women as possible and include at least one home visit, unless the woman does not wish for this, with her named midwife. When we talk about antenatal education, this doesn't mean in a formal school type environment, but can range from physically meeting in a group setting with a midwife to having education available on CDs, online and via social media. It's not just about being given information, for example, about how labour may progress, but also learning practical skills to cope with it, such as exercise and relaxation. It's also about what happens after the birth and coping strategies for parents. The social and support aspects of women and family members meeting with others going through a similar experience are usually those that are most valued by those enjoying group education. Of course, specific needs have to be catered for so that some women may prefer to attend women-only groups and prefer less formal settings. The evidence for the effects of adverse childhood experiences on people's ability to be good parents is now quite compelling, hence point seven. In relation to point eight, we know from research and experience that women's wishes in relation to place of birth are determined by many factors, and these are very varied. Healthcare professionals must strive to provide as much evidence-based information to enable women and their families to make the right choices for them. All places of birth carry some risks, with home birth and standalone birth centres there are always concerns about access to backup in emergencies. On the other hand, there are risks associated with unnecessary intervention, some mistimed, inappropriate, and even dangerous in childbirth, both in terms of mortality but also morbidity of mothers and babies. I think Leslie Page coined the phrase, too much too soon, too little too late, to summarise the problems unfortunately still occurring in maternity care. The other thing to bear in mind is the importance of antenatal care and education in ensuring safe outcomes. If that care is as it should be, then women at risk of complications are less likely to have poor outcomes because care will have been tailored to mitigate those complications. Moving on to point 9, we identify the importance of continuity of care. This can be difficult to achieve in cash-strapped services, but has been consistently shown in research and other feedback to be a key concern for women, and it promotes positive outcomes. Finally, we put in relation to after the birth, points 10 and 11. Physical and emotional and mental health are equally important here. Increasing breastfeeding rates would make a huge difference to women's health and to children's health, yet initiation and continuation of breastfeeding rates in the UK remain low. Once again, peer support has been shown to be critical to breastfeeding success, as well as support from midwives and health visitors. In the past, care of women's mental health has lacked coordination between midwives, health visitors, GPs, and community mental health nurses. Equally, where babies have been compromised by maternal complications before or during birth, and or being born preterm, then neonatal special and intensive care cots should be available as needed. I wish you well in your discussions. Thank you for listening.